הוא ביין פוגדי, ופיקדתי עליהם חטופים. I remember, the human being, the Jew, might forget the חטופים. There is no sanctions will be taken against him. Because he'll get a suspended sentence. So he'll be, so he's not too worried anymore. But I remember, so he forgets the hell. But I'll remember that. I'll remember. In what way? I mean, Akash Gofer was not supposed to tell Meshiva. In what way? But I'll remember. If you want to compromise and accept all those conditions, namely, I want to be in the Mishkan, of course, if I want to be in the Mishkan, there will be no Mishkan, and that I, at least, will remember from time to time the story of the Eger. Let us shake hands and say, Mazel Tov. If this is your request, this is your request. But not you will not get more. And he says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Meishe, leich aleim ato v'rom asher elitzom mi'eretz Mitzrayim." אל אורץ אשר נשבעתי לאברהם ליצחק ליעקב לאמר לזרעכם אחריכם. And apparently, right after this conversation, which took place between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Meishe, so Meishe got the order, the instructions to march. You know when the Hamud Honor used to rise? To march. It means there is Trisas Bris. There is the threefold relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisroel and Eretz Yisroel. Because Meishe requested Kapore, asked for Kapore, so this relationship was saved. Eretz Yisroel will remain in the hands of the Knesset Yisroel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently wanted, by Dabar HaShem al Meishe, Leich Aleim is it, אתו ורום אשר אליסו ומארץ מצרים על אורץ אשר נשבעתי לאברהם יצחק ויעקב לאמר לזרעך אחריך. It means with no shinui, it's no change. No, nothing will happen. You'll have ארץ ישראל. But משלחתי לפניך המלך. You'll have ארץ ישראל, you'll be successful in ארץ ישראל. You'll be victorious. Because if the Malach, if my Malach will accompany you, so I mean all the people who will completely will be defeated, all the nationalities, the 39 nationalities, and you remember this all. This was according to the told me. Eleret Zobas Cholom Edvash. Not only will you get Eretz Yisroel, but I promised in Eretz Yisroel a fertile land, a rich land in minerals and fruit and cereals and so forth. A land of mountains, hills, and valleys, everything. The same beautiful Eretz Yisroel. But there'll be only one distinction. No Mishkan, and I'll be a little far. And you would not always be able to reach me. Akadosh Baruch Hu is a Mishkan trying to knock on his door. Akadosh Baruch Hu is a Mishkan. He said, no, I knock on his door and I tell him what I need. For breakfast, why not? Akadosh Baruch Hu, these ideas I developed a few weeks ago. Akadosh Baruch Hu, next door. You ring twice, we don't answer it twice. Three times, five times. But if Malachi Yilich Lefonecho, Malachi is a particular person. Very meticulous about his covet and about his reign. You'll knock on the door, he'll throw you out. A malach does not understand chesed. A malach is din. If you find grace in the eyes of the malach, you'll find grace. The malach will approve of you. He will go to no limits in order to make your life as wonderful, as pleasant as possible. But should he discover you one inconsistency, one head, you don't know a malach. What he can accomplish and what he can do. Correct? He doesn't understand what forgiveness is. He doesn't know that. He would not be able to tolerate the burden which you place on his shoulders. Namely, mechile, kapore. He cannot. It's something which is strange, unknown to him. So there is no need for bishamim. There is no need for tshuva. All right. Vayishma Aaron, let's go. It's a dover hara aze vayishabol. What did he hear? Vayishma Aaron, it's a dover hara aze. What is the hara? It tells them to go to Mark Eretz Yisrael immediately. It tells him to march to the soil, to move on to the soil. That's what he said. Lech Nechei was in order to be executed, implemented immediately. He was just a Dover HaRazeh. So the soil they have. And he promised something else. Erat Zovah Shol V'dosh. Not only you'll be victorious militarily, but you'll get a beautiful land. And the quality of the land, I mean, it's fertility. Its richness, natural resources, will not be diminished. So what is Vayisabolu? Veleishosu ish ed yeyalot. No one has put on his best dress, his best garments, his jewelry they took off. Why? What was this the sudden mourning, the sudden grief which spread to the Machn Yisrael. What did Moshe tell them? One thing. No Besamidosh. No Besamidosh. Kilei Ale Bekira. Shlachti Mala. It means no Besamidosh. The Jew already thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reside not far from him or the same street, so a Jew got excited. But Malo, who is excited about it? It means Siluk Shrine, and instead of Shrine comes a Malo. And we Jews have a very funny desire. We don't want Malo. We want a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chmei livatzo. And this, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will absent himself, be a malach, militarily a malach wonderful. But not for the Knesset Yisrael, which should be a mamleches kedim. A malach cannot make the Knesset Yisrael a mamleches kedim. For that, we need a Kodesh Baruch right in our midst, right in the center of this show. And interesting is, the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara speaks about Asoro Golias Rosh Hashchino, but the Golias of Rosh Hashchino, the Gemara, Asoro Golias is Rosh Hashchino. The Golias of Rosh Hashchino, the Gemara says, Abotek Nisiyas bin Erdoe, and in Hutzl, Abotek Nisiyas, in the Abotek Nisiyas, there was revelation of Shchino. It means the revelation of Shchino, similar to that in Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise, as I told you, there are no Botek Nisiyas. A tefillah is made impossible. And the people, in spite of their vulgar involvement in Avodah Zarah, it was tremendous vulgarity in Avodah Zarah. Not only it was from the standpoint of the Torah, or morality and so on. Not only that, Jimmy Kabul did there, and the next few weeks, they betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and they joined us in the pagan, the pagan world. Not only it was morally wrong and halachically only forbidden, it was vulgar, it was reprehensible. It was reprehensible. It was impossible to tolerate it. Is right, the Malach will accompany them. But the experience will be different. That's what Mesh objected to Mason. He made Panecho Eilchim, Rabbeinu Shalom. He made Panecho Eilchim. Don't take us to Eretz Yisrael. Because what's in Eretz Yisrael be the same land as Eretz in Yevusi. The difference is that Yevusi will speak Hebrew, Eretz Yisrael Goy will speak Hebrew, Eretz Yisrael Yid will speak Hebrew, and the Yevusi will speak another language. Didn't pay to come to Mitzrayim and to perform Eretz Yisrael. What is mentioned? Because Mechoel will move in to a street next to mine. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the neighbor. I understand it. It pays. Mechoel, I will. As a matter of fact, you know very well the Rambam's opinion that one must not direct his prayers or address himself to a malach, not the malach as a savan, as a savan, no, not as a savan, as a malach, and ask him, please, Mechoel, do me a favor, go up to the Kisa Kovet and ask, ask a favor from him. No, this account Ramli against, almost is it borders on fear. Interesting is that a man, you can ask him to, you can ask a man to pray for him to have his work. Will you do that every time when we are in need? When we are in need, we do it. But you cannot ask him out. Why is it, by the way, just why is it? Well, if you say that you shouldn't ask him a boss of a dom to pray for you on your behalf, so I'm afraid of the chassidim. Why am I chassidim? What are you misnagging? The Gemara tells us, chassidus is based upon the idea that a man should not pray for himself. Somebody else should pray for him, for his fellow man. Somebody will pray for me, I'll pray for somebody. This is the idea. By the way, it's just a parenthetic question. Why should I ask? Actually, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai's son developed a high fever. He had some infectious disease. He sent two people to Rabbi Chanina ben Geisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Geisa should pray. And apparently that you are allowed to ask someone else to offer prayers for you. The answer is simple. With regard to man, it's not, I'm not praying for himself, for him. I'm praying for myself too, because I'm also exposed to that. I'm involved in the same destiny. I'm spoiled, but Chavere is involved in the same destiny as the patient himself. Namely, what destiny that is. That I'm defenseless, I'm exposed to the element, to danger and to inimical elements and forces in nature. You see, when I pray for someone else, I do consider myself involved in this particular destiny. But anyway, I mean, so whenever there is a malach, so the whole idea for Mishnah, I told you, it would be a Venezuela. Venezuela malach. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Yeah, it's granted. But you'll be spared of one job of building a base of it. And the contributions you receive from people, you can return. You can come to people and say, no, but something you decided, no, but something. Board of trustees said, no, not but something. What did Meisha do? What did Meisha do? What did Meisha do? What did he do? How did he encounter the argument of the Beir Elam? Not argument, but the Beir Elam said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that nothing more will be granted. So that the Torah tells us, Meshe Yikach Israel, Meshe didn't say a word. He took, what did he take? So, who is hail about it? Meshe Rabbeinu took his own hail. Meshe had a nail. Every Jew had a nail in the middle. So Meshe had a nail. Mechutz l'machane, I say hail. Ve'notolei mechutz l'machane. Far away from the camp. The general term. Harchik min ha-machne yorad amud ronon vomad al pesach ro'el v'diber emez v'roh kol ha-omes amud ronon emid al pesach ro'el v'kom kol ha-om v'ishtachvu ish pesach ro'el. How does it get in here? The Torah tells us that mentioning that his work were announced what the future harbors for nation is. So what it means? A machne without a mission. That's what I was going to tell them. It's a mikdash without gdusha, a living, real gdusha. A nail without the shkin of the Almighty might reside in it. Residing in that era. But that's what the Pasuk tells us. But the people somehow, please, the people somehow could not make peace with the thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. People searched HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they were told that the Shechina is in air, so they simply screamed to the air. And there were hundreds, thousands who simply had problems, and they wanted the problems to be resolved. And they presented the problems to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lived and resided Tavioch in the air. The God Queen, being lonesome for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Jew is lonesome for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an inner something, a magnetic power. Magnetic force attracting that image. Even the Heike cannot extinguish the flame which burns in every Jew when they have a session. So when we told that it was, you see those Jews now, you see they are just walking, I mean, hundreds of thousands, walking, throughout the matter,
in the western direction. You know what to ask. You want to be closer to the, you want a Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash, you want a Beis Hamikdash, you know, I mean, how generous they were in contributing their gift to the Beis Hamikdash. After all, I mean, they were not millionaires. They contributed so much to the Beis Hamikdash. So what does it show? Even the Egel, they made a mistake. Because I'm under pressure of other people, I mean, you know, assistants, missionaries. But the mistake does not reflect your inner personality. The inner personality is free. And is in love with it. Long away from the machne. Harchik min ha-machne. Vi korolei eyal mei. Vohoyo kol mevakish ha-deshem. Yitzel eyal mei. And apparently there was no shortage of mevakish. There was no shortage. There were many, many hundred, thousands of mevakish. We used to line up through the night in order to be able to come in next morning and say maybe I need it. Address the maybe I need it. Not after a high recurrence. It's what a Jew does every time he rises in the morning. Shows out to be a show. That's what the people want. Would you deny to this your presence? Is this is the way how you practice Hanun Rachum? This is the way. I once heard a story. It happened in Brisk. The Epta, the Shirley, the Bishop, left Brisk for Israel. So, what do you say? The founder of the Eidah Haredi. Then Rabbi Shalev had to leave Greece because he got into trouble with the government. The government allowed the children in the government to kidnap and send them to send them away from the Tarantino town and have them raised. The children are 36 years, raised in a Russian town, somewhere 2,000 miles from Paris. And then after they reached the same age, they used to be incorporated into the army, the Fatuki. So they had to leave because they didn't want the two boys to be sent away. The boys come from rich homes, so the father should pay money and they be injured. If you were very well, but you couldn't be there, you were not going to money. Could have been actually. But anyway, for the next candidate, it was Rabbi Sibel. So they are left it. But Rabbi Sibel apparently had doubt whether to accept it or not. But he had a lot of problems. You sleep the same type of thing. You have to eat sleep the same. Because there's a problem of fatigue. It's a terrible problem. So Rabbi Sibel was not sure of himself. He was accepting it. There wasn't this fear of him. Sure, he was alarming. So he came into Rabbi Sibel. He had a pain. His dad was sitting and he had to give the answer to the Shiva to the Yehudim. And he was sitting and you know when you practice and you see this one, that one. Yeah. Sorry, he's pain on the table. He said, you have to stay with the world. Well, today's the kid, and I'm going to have to go to the Rabbanis. Stay tough with him. 12,000 Jews But signed Tzav Rabbonus, Rabbonus is the document of election or something. So it's below your dignity? That's what makes it all that go. You see thousands of Jews? Moving like little animals moving. Climbing hills, coming down a hill, crossing swamps. Whom are they searching? Me, they don't search me. They search you. There is not a schlechter Shira. Search out in the world. Search out in the world. And you know what it is. And I think it's broken cool. Already, I mean, to say Mishreach Malach, and Malach is Malach Yilech Lefanecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch Hakum, because this is argument that's conclusive. It's 600,000 Jews signed Aksav Rabbanis, and Rabbanis don't say God accept it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gilu. They win HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? After the conversation, which was continued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu came to him, so the Torah tells us, Vayemer ad Hashem el Moshe, Psol lecho shnei luchei tzavua nekor Hashem. Moshe, you are right. About Tshuva is the past should be completely forgotten. Not only no punishment in the Tshuva, even there is no stain. Tshuva washes out all the stains, all the marks of it. I'm giving to the world, the Jewish people, a new concept of Tshuva. And the creative Tshuva, which is not the fire of it. The fire, I mean, cleanse it, the hate. The hating quite often may reach after after he experienced the power of Tshuva, may reach the heights which were unknown to him before he committed. Not only Tshuva, the Kapore, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe spoke before, revolved about the impossibility of changing the past. So it was an act of pardon, nothing else. That's like the Malachi Yerachet. I cannot. In the respect, there is still the smell of that in conspiration. I cannot enter. I cannot take a rest on the Kapore. Now, after Moshe's argument, particularly the argument that the Jew, even the Chepe, is not completely separated from Yahadus. Even the Chepe is rooted in Yahadus. When he is separated, because of many reasons, separated, he's lonesome and misses Yahadus. That the Shechina, there is no complete sin of Shechina even as far as the Jew are hating. Hence, he told him, and now the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Knesset Yisrael, should be just as exalted, and as beautiful, completely stainless, as it was before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayemer ad Hashem el Moshe, you are right, Moshe. The Tshuva of Kapor is not good enough. The fact is that among the people even the greatest stuff, as Bala said, it cannot be separated completely from Isaac and Boho. You march to the area. Finally, you begin to, you get on the way, you march to the area and you move on. Until he'll find you. This should be, as Eta Benji said, should be responsible. She should actually consider it. Your presence among the Haiti, among the area, even now. Because they have reached greater heights now than they would have done, I mean, prior to this. Solecho Shnei Luchai Savonim Koreshena. Now it's just correction. The first Luchas did not have more Gdusha than the Luchas in its nation and it prepared the Sabbath. Correction. V'chosafti ala Luchas. And I will engrave on those pebble stones as a drawing as a royal ala Luchas or a shenim. There will be no difference. The Luchas or a shenim will not be more brilliant than the look of the second one. Look of the second one will not be holier than the second one. The look of the second one will establish the same relationship. Not malochim, we don't accept malochim. You don't accept malochim, this is the way to do it. Neither malochim nor any mediator. וחשפתי אל הלוחס איזה אשר כשפת הלוחס הוא השם אשר שבא אותו and out of that controversy כביוך לבר תשובה that Meshe demanded תשובה not only תשובה with power life but תשובה with his creative תשובה which restores not only men's godless men's dignity, but Tshuva, as a matter of fact, at times, Tshuva elevates him to a height which he did not experience while he was before. Chavis Nassim Balei, Skuyas. And this Akshkofe on Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed, L'yaver HaLeshem HaKonu HaYukho, ולשם הזה שם כרבח ומחנים דרך הפעל ומרפס שימי פרא ימי תשובה מישהו won the argument כבי יוחד because מישהו said מישהו the man of Israel testified that the Jew hated is somewhere deep down in his country even if the Jew that hated the sinner there is a little candle which burns and it keeps him attached to the religion. Right. Just a gesture, just tonight happens to be the first year anniversary of the Cleveland. And the Cleveland, first of all, was a good friend of one of the most sincerest friends I ever had. But this is a personal moment, and it's very important. But he was a man, he had a greatness in his life. A man with care, a man aneach labriyos, a man with a lot of chesed, a man with intelligence. When he was entrusted with a mission in Kiradara's mission. You know, in general, as I said, he had greatness, many great capacities. And he actually contributed a great deal to the trial, to at least trial survival as truly traditional. There are many problems people don't know, the problems which he faced. Or the problems which we only often choose praise facing in the United States are unimaginable. And sometimes the most paradoxical problems. In order to resolve those problems, you have to be careful and cautious. And prudent. You have to be very talented. You know that all those good qualities, mindless, and where to be found in the coming easier to do.